Welcome to the Heather Andrews Show, here to show you how our choices today do affect other people, our kids, our relationships, our careers, and businesses, which cause generational impact. You will hear from guests and experts from around the world. She's here to help you follow through on the it to live a stellar life. And now, here's your host, Heather Andrews.
Welcome to our show, everyone, and we thank you for being here today. I'm so excited for this interview today with Marcia O'Malley. She is like videographer extraordinaire, and we're going to be talking to her today about the power of video and how it can be used in your life and rock that presence on social media to take your business to the next level and share your story. Welcome with us today, Marcia. How are you?
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. This is exciting. This is another step in my own visibility.
Awesome. So I understand that you have this amazing business called Mindful Media Services, mm-hmm. and how you use video for their business and to take everything to that next level. Mm-hmm. And just share a little bit about how you got into that with us.
Sure. Well, I have a whole career in video production. I have a degree in broadcasting from way back in the day when they called it broadcasting. And I've worked in corporate video. I've worked in public access television. So I've done everything in between. And over the years, I've had the opportunity to work with really wonderful technology and some really crappy technology, but also learn how to tell stories. And ultimately, that's what video is best used for, you know, to really create a rich, robust story about whatever it happens to be. So I have focused my business on supporting other small businesses and nonprofit organizations and creating stories for them.
That's awesome. And stories are so powerful. And more people today are sharing their stories because people are looking for the realism in other people's lives.
Yes. Yes.
And video can be really used for stronger community, and people enjoy watching something that's real versus something that is, you know, video, like taped and redone and things like that. So I love what you are doing. And I just love what you've done for a couple of friends of mine. Your work is outstanding. So how is video being used in today's social media? Just a very brief overview of why it's so powerful for Facebook, and how can people use that for to find easier things on YouTube?
Well, I tell you, on Facebook, it's really exciting because people are now able to create live broadcasts. No longer do you have to record something, then possibly do some editing to it, and then upload it on there. But you can create a live video instantly, and it's instantly recorded for you, and then your post is just there. You can also download it from there and share it in a number of different places. And in a similar way, you can do the same thing with video on YouTube. You can record live on YouTube. It will record it and house it on your YouTube channel, and then you can download it from there and share it again on places like Facebook. So there are all kinds of opportunities to utilize video, and it's just an exciting, robust time to do it.
Yeah. I think my children, they live on YouTube. I cut my cable because there's more stuff on YouTube anymore that they watch, and it's just regular people doing regular things, even if they're being intellectually silly, I guess I would call it, but that's what my teens watch. And I love it because it's relatable, right? And I think that's when people show up in video, you get to feel their energy and you get to see who they are and hear their voice. And there's power in that, especially in today's world where we've gone so texting and talking on the phone and hearing people's voices. We need that connection. We just really need that type of connection and to create community. So I think that, you know, seeing video is, the power of video is huge, huge, huge.
Well, it really is. And I tell you, Heather, one statistic that I share with people a lot, because I think it is so representative of that power, is that, you know, research is showing 1 minute of video, the content in that 1 minute is equivalent to 1.8 million words.
That's incredible.
I think it's very profound, and it's a showstopper. When I bring that up in a group, you know, I just say, people, think about that for a minute, and I pause for about 10 seconds just to let it sink in. So I think that you can't go wrong with figuring out some way to incorporate video into your marketing scheme. It's no longer an option. You know, it's expected now.
That's awesome. And how would you recommend, we talk a lot about, there's so many platforms where you can do it yourself now versus hire someone that's a professional. Can you just offer some differences and insights on that?
Sure. And I'm a believer, a very firm believer, that there's a time and a place for both a professionally done video and one that you do yourself. But I also have a caveat with that. If you are going to do it yourself, then get some kind of instruction about how to do it appropriately. I don't believe in just willy-nilly video. I do believe in doing video very intentionally and understanding why you're creating the message you're creating and getting a little bit of technical support there. You know, not everybody really understands how to frame a picture. And oftentimes I'll be scrolling through my newsfeed and I'll see someone going live and they've got their camera way down in their lap, pointed up, so it looks like they have a big double chin and then all of this headroom around them and no light on them. You know, that kind of thing drives me nuts, you know, and with just a little bit, even 10 minutes of my time, you know, I can change the world for you. I can help you to figure out where to put your camera so that it's aimed at, you know, the best, most appropriate way. You've got it framed well. You've got some nice light on you. And you're close enough so that the microphone picks it up too. So I just think that that's really important. I think it's very important on an authentic, how would you pronounce that word?
It's an authentic level.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. To really ensure that authenticity in your piece, that you do things on your own and you do fumble with what you're saying at times because that's real.
Yeah. Well, we believe that. Also the same thing with the audiobooks that we do for Follow It Through Publishing. The power of the audio is so... it's powerful, and you have to have clear audio for your brain to totally listen to it and absorb it. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, the power of good audio is so important, whether it be in an audio book, an audio platform on a webinar, the mm-hmm. audio that you listen to on so many things. And that's why we do things on a professional level, especially for our business. And if we're teaching other people, because we want to show up authentic, but we also want to show that we want it to be the best for our client and who we're and who we're teaching.
Living the stellar life. This is the Heather Andrews Show.
You always didn't do videography. So can you give us a little bit of insight as to sort of your journey that what got you here?
Oh, I've had so many side trips, Heather, along the way. You know, I think becoming a mother changed my life. You know, my first son lived to be 3 years old. And after his death, I had to make a lot of changes in my life. It was very difficult to move forward at that point. And I really didn't feel like being a ringleader or a thought leader in any stretch of the imagination. I just needed to retreat. I needed to heal. I needed to find who I was after that experience. And so at the time, I'd been working for a cable access station, and I shifted gears and just started doing temp work, honestly. I was doing a lot of high-end administrative work. At one point, I was working at one of our local hospitals in their human resources department, doing big Excel spreadsheets because I was good at that. Worked at our local telephone company, you know, doing a whole bunch of product support there. So I think when it comes down to a person's work and career, there are all sorts of reasons that we take side trips and need to regroup. And so that was my regroup time. I came out of that, had another son a few years later, and he has special needs. So I was introduced to a whole new community that I had never had any interaction with. And I became a leader in the disability community here in Nevada. Actually, nationally, I eventually became president of the board of a national nonprofit serving children and youth with special healthcare needs. So I built a whole new set of skills. I took with me other skills that I had been honing. I've always been fairly good at public speaking. So as I became a parent advocate, I utilized those skills to provide, for example, testimony to state and national committees that were looking at different public policy initiatives for people with disabilities. I've also taught my son those skills, so he now has provided testimony too. And so I went through a whole nother career, basically. I helped to found a statewide nonprofit here in Nevada that supports people with disabilities called Family Ties of Nevada, and I was the first executive director of that. So I ran the organization for about 10 years and then realized I had hit another juncture. I had been so surrounded by disability issues, and it was a 24/7 thing. I would come home and I would be, you know, working and dealing with issues for my son, as well as the work that I did during the day and the evening and the weekends for the nonprofit. And I was trying to do my video work on the side, and something had to give. I was, you know, physically and emotionally exhausted, and I needed to take care of myself. I'd been taking care of everybody else. You know, it was very magnanimous, you know, nonprofit life, you know, where I was helping everyone else. And finally my body said, no, you got to take care of you now. And I realized at that point that I had been thinking for quite a bit of years about having my own video production business, but I had never taken the leap. And I realized if I didn't do it then, I probably would never do it. So I took a leap of faith and I quit my job and spent the next year formulating my business plan and figuring out how I was going to do it and designing a website and getting business cards printed. And then I incorporated, and Mindful Media Services went into business 6 years ago.
Beautiful. I love it. I also love the story that when we were talking about how, when you talk about your self-care piece and how you never, even though like you hit your bottom throughout when looking after everyone else and always being the advocate for your son, the one statement that I remember you telling me was you never lost advocacy for yourself. And I think our listeners would love to hear your view on that, because that the day that you told me that when we were talking, it hit me in so many ways. And because we can lose ourselves in our children, and we can lose ourselves as a mom to our career. And so I just, when you said you never lost that advocacy for you, I would love to hear more about that piece of it.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, early on when we had my son with special needs, I went through some leadership development training with other parents and with adults who have developmental disabilities, and had a chance to see a wide spectrum of, I guess you'd say, ways that parents were identifying themselves. And I saw that there were a handful that when they spoke about their child, they never spoke about themselves. They lost their identity. Their identity was their kid. And I totally understand how that happens. I mean, I have the good fortune of a son that doesn't have very complex medical needs, so we don't have to address things on an hourly basis like some of my friends who, you know, have children that have seizures constantly. and are needing to, you know, seek medical attention every day, practically. You know, we don't work on that level. And I can understand how in that environment, one can really lose sight of who they are because you're just tending. But I just swore from the beginning that no matter what direction, you know, my son's health took or the amount of time it would take to advocate for him, that I wouldn't do that to myself. It just wasn't fair to him, and it wasn't fair to me, and wasn't fair to the world. I had a lot more to offer the world, and I didn't want to get lost in a place where I couldn't come back to that.
Right. What would you recommend? What were sort of some of the key things that worked for you in that time? And I'm sure our listeners would love to hear mm-hmm. the top three, top five things that mm-hmm. you did so that you never, mm-hmm. it was successful for you.
Yeah, well, I think as stressful as it was to keep doing video projects on a contract basis at the time, that was critical to me because it kept me, you know, tapped into my creativity and staying in touch with people in that industry. It was a limited amount. It wasn't like I do now where I'm networking night and day, but just making sure that I took time to connect to that part of myself, no matter how little that is. I think that that's critical for moving forward and for not losing sight of, you know, the goodness that you have to share with the world.
One of the things that I've learned in my own business and my own life, I always was a doer. I never stopped to be, and I never stopped to create. Maybe creation was the projects I was working on at work or something like that. But in the world, I never did craft with my kids. And I learned later that that was the time that we just be and we were creative. So I think when we talk about, you know, moms finding those self-care pieces, having that moment of creation and having that moment of being, even if it's like 10 minutes, it makes a huge difference because it makes it sort of establishes that stopping and being in the moment, even if it's just playing with your child versus always the doing and the driving and the running. What would you say that creative piece, how did that change for you? Because it almost sounds like your video was that for you.
Well, yeah, I think that that's true, Heather. But I also think that in me, you know, coming to that brink where I said, okay, something's got to give, I've got to stop. That's when I said, you know, I never intended to get to a place where I wasn't mindful in everything I'm doing. We're attempting to be mindful. I mean, we're always, there's never a balance, right?
No, there's not.
It doesn't ever happen. But, you make effort. And so instead of beating myself up about not having done that, you know, for that previous 9 years that I ran the nonprofit, I thought, you know, moving forward, I'm going to have a reminder of that every day. So when it came time to name my business, that's why I have mindful as part of the name, because no matter what I do, no matter how busy and crazy I get, I have to look at the name of my business and I have to say, oh, for just an instant, I'm going to take that in and I'm going to be mindful. So I think it's just important to find little ways to remind yourself.
And I love that.
Be, you know, creating a big business around it, but it can be just acknowledging that you're worth that and taking that time. If you don't, you're not going to be worth anything to anybody, including yourself. No matter how much you're trying to help other people, you're not going to be present. You're not going to be there. You're not going to be worthy of offering any kind of help or assistance or support.
I love that. That's awesome. Love it. And you are so right about the balance piece. Like, isn't it Dr. Erin who says, we'll give her kudos for this, find the rhythm in your life?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell her, we'll give her credit for that.
Yes.
That's awesome. So good. And so just back to like where can people find you to follow you? And do you have tips on your website on how to create great videos?
Sure. My website is mindfulmediaservices.com, and I am on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Instagram, and I am on LinkedIn. And you can find me either through my name, Marcia O'Malley, or through Mindful Media Services. Search all of them. You'll find all those pages. And what you can find on my website actually is I always offer a free conversation. People are so curious about video, but they often don't know where to start. And they don't even know what makes sense for them to do. So I like to just say, let's have a chat, you know, and on my website, you have the opportunity to sign up, join my calendar and just have a half hour conversation with me about it. And we can kind of explore ways that video might work for you.
I love that. That's so awesome of you to offer that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you've got on the horizon that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, what a lead in. Don't you love it, Heather? I have had the absolute blessed opportunity to work with you and a group of 17 other women in compiling our stories about being parents and entrepreneurs. And our stories are being published and launched on the 28th of February. So I am excited. Yes.
Yeah. Very powerful. And I know from the first time that I talked to you, your story inspired me. And I also believe that one of the most powerful pieces of your story was the fact that you redefined, you took all of your lessons, all of your experience and everything that you'd learned, and you redefined your career later in life. And I found that was just the most powerful thing. And we were talking to another podcast that we did earlier. It was, you can let life, all your life experiences define who you are or where you're going, or you can take an opportunity, be open and really explore and redefine where you're going in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where that piece of, you know, you, I found that the most inspiring piece of you. And how does that feel when, you know, you redefine and you take that leap that you talk about? What did that do for you on an internal emotional level?
Well, I think, you know, we always have a choice, you know, and oftentimes people get stuck and feel like they don't, they have to move forward in a direction that's really unproductive or certainly not healthy for them or whatever. And I think what I did was I made it through the worst times of my life the best I could. And I can't tell you why I didn't decide to go jump off a bridge. I didn't have an aha moment with clarity. I just knew that it wasn't my time to leave this planet, and I had work to do, and I didn't know what it would be, and I needed to just wait for that message to come to me. And I'm not sure that I'm answering your question exactly, but this is what inspired me from what you were just saying. I think that we have to, you know, wait in that quiet space, you know, for some kind of heartfelt direction. And when it comes, we know what to do. We know what step to take.
Absolutely.
So.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And I love you. So
it's mutual.
I just admire you so much for the road that you've traveled. And I just love the inspiration that you've offered and what you've built in your community with, you know, to support the families with disabilities. And I just think that what you're doing now through media and video and what you capture in how you produce those is just so powerful. And I can't wait to see, you know, the work that you've done with other things that you're working on. And I just love how you have just put your, that mindfulness into as that reflection of your business. And those business, and when we talk about businesses and entrepreneurial experiences, it really does come from our heart. And that's the power of when people say, oh, I don't have, you know, I don't have that power, or I couldn't do what you do. And it's funny, I didn't think I could do what I did either. And all of a sudden it was just like this opportunity just opened. And what I thought my business was going to be is something completely different.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I started it as a small coaching company, and now I've got, you know, a major publishing company. And did I think I could do it? No, but the good Lord above gave me the people mm-hmm. to support me and lead me yeah. through that journey. And we all have that within us. It's just the matter of finding it. And is there going to be mistakes along the way? Absolutely. I've done everything wrong.
Oh, not me. Every step of the way, I've been perfect.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to have that conversation one time. So perfect. Well, thank you so much today, Marcia, for joining us and giving our listeners such a insightful view on video. And thank you for sharing your story. It's so powerful. Feel free to reach out to Marcia for video advice, consultation. She is awesome. And I thank you for joining us today. We're here to help you reach your stellar life. And that stellar life is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, activity, and most of all, resilience, because life gives us stuff to deal with. That will lead you to better relationships and a better life. And so till then, we'll see you next time. And till then, go out and live your stellar life.
Thanks for listening to The Heather Andrews Show. For more exclusive content, visit heatherandrews.press. Until next time, stay focused and live the stellar life you are meant to live by following it through.